Don't look back, the market is closed. Good Friday afternoon, everyone. Kip Herridge here with the Daily Variety Investing Podcast. Hope you had a good day. Hope you had a great week. We were out of town for a couple of days and didn't have this podcast, so we are back in the beautiful state of Texas, and good to see the market finish up on the week. It's actually been a very good rally higher in the market, even in light of all the banking crisis here in the U.S. and globally. Market's actually been on quite a tear. Remember, it's not the news that matters. It's the market's reaction to that news. I think that's what's been telling us, that this is not going to be a contagion issue. This is not going to be 2008. We've been saying that now for some time. It's just not. Anybody that's saying this is 2008, folks, and there's a lot of them out there, I'm embarrassed for you. If I be honest, I'm embarrassed for your lack of ability to do quality research. 2008, people could barely pay their mortgage. They were defaulting on their mortgages at record levels. Mortgage companies were going out of business left and right. That was a horrible setup, right? Credit scores were getting destroyed. Defaults were taking place at record levels, right? It was a complete implosion. 17 straight rate hikes had taken place in 2004, 2006. The Fed engineered this along with Wall Street. And we, of course, had the weapons of mass financial destruction, all of the derivatives that brought the system down. We don't have that now. Not that we don't have derivatives, don't get me wrong. But the banking system's different and much better shape today. But the biggie is that the individual is in much better shape. Again, we've been riding this now for so long. Apologies for the repetitive nature of this, but nobody else is saying it, so we feel like we have to. Credit scores for homeowners have never been higher. Home equity for homeowners has never been higher. Default rates are taking place at the bottom 20th percentile going back 40, 50 years. So again, this is not 2008. To those that are saying it, please do us a favor. Stop it, because you're not speaking the truth. Doesn't mean we can't have a global banking crisis. One may be developing now in Europe, with Deutsche Bank following in the footsteps of Credit Suisse. Deutsche Bank was down at 1.15% today. But again, that's not a U.S. issue. That's a European issue. And it doesn't look like, again, like it's going to be systemic or there's going to be contagion here for one very simple reason. You don't have to like it. Matter of fact, you may hate it and probably should. I certainly do. I'm not a fan of central banks and their financial engineering. But this is our system. This is our system. And I'll tell you what I've said for a long time. I've been in this business 37 years. From pretty much the day I got on Wall Street, the perma bears were saying, our system's going to implode because we have too much debt. I've been hearing that for 37 years, something very similar to it. Doesn't mean they won't be right eventually. Maybe they'll be right tomorrow, or maybe later this year. Or maybe 100 years from now, we'll still have a system in place controlled by central banks and financial engineering. I don't think we can make a bold prediction that the whole thing is going to blow up, because it never has. Because it never has. Again, 2008 doesn't qualify. That was not a central bank-led demolition of the markets. That actually happened because of housing. Again, not that central banks didn't play a major role in that, but my point is central banks aren't the issue right now, and the system that they're controlling will work as long as they choose for it to. And we've had tight global coordination by central banks all over the world. As long as they continue to do that, along with the governments they control, then, and as long as they do whatever it takes to head off bank runs and contagion, as long as this system remains in place, it's powerful, it can't be defeated, which is why you hear the phrase, don't fight the Fed, because so far they are undefeated. So in our view, it's a very simple message. It's not very much more complicated than that. And if you're wondering, Kip, if you're wrong, how will we know? Okay, well, you'll know because gold will have a bid that won't go away. And we're not talking about being up $30, $40, $50 an ounce overnight. We're talking about gold opens up $500 an ounce higher. Okay, we're talking about, we see those kind of issues where you say, okay, this stands out. The flight to safety trade is real. And the bond market, you know, has a bid that won't go away. There are signs to look for to say that things are falling apart. Again, we just haven't seen this. I'll leave it at that for now. Also, again, if you've been joining us, we told you that the highs in rates are in, that this was not going to last. Matter of fact, the rates are going to go shockingly lower. That remains our call. Our call for the 10-year has been for the 10-year to hit below 3% by year end. We're almost there now. We're back down to a 3.38% yield. Folks, that's down 24%. A 24% implosion in the yield on a return basis in less than 4 months. So the Fed's overplayed their hand. The markets are calling them out for it. Rate hikes are done. If they're not, then they're trying to implode the system. Rate hikes should be done. The markets are now betting. This is kind of crazy, but hear me out, because this is what the Fed funds futures markets are now predicting, that we'll have 4.5 rate cuts over the next 10 months, and the first will start in June. Jay Powell, no one believes you. Nobody believes you when you say you're serious about fighting inflation and you have more rate hikes to come. No one believes you. Jay Powell said in his last presser, Tyler did a complete rundown on this. Jay Powell said, we're not even talking about rate cuts. It's not even in our, it's not even on lexicon. It's not part of our communication. And he said it, and it hit the markets when he said it, but no one believes him. When the Fed funds rate is 5% as it is now, and the 10-year yield is 3.38, the market's always right. The Fed never leads. They always follow. The markets are your indicator. That's what you key off of, not the Federal Reserve and central banks who just get this wrong time and again. You can't say they get it wrong, really, can you? Institutions and cartels that powerful don't make big mistakes. That's at least my opinion. Okay, the markets today. Good comeback today after being down pretty sharply at the open today on the heels of European banking issues. Big recovery move higher today. Dow Jones finishing up 132 points. Very strong, smart money hour. Again, it's been a pattern that we've seen. Just in the face of all this fear and this wall of worry, the market doesn't want to stop going up. Although yesterday was a little ugly. The day before yesterday was a little ugly. Today made up for it. Dow Jones again up 132. S&P 100 up 0.5%. Russ 2000 up 0.8%. That the small caps look to be an incredible buy here. And the NASDAQ today up 36 points. Again, big recoveries in all of these areas today. And our internals, let's see here. Quick refresh. Much better than you thought. Again, with the markets lower pretty much all day until the last hour and a half. Internals actually were positive across the board except for new 52-week highs and lows. But advanced decline, NASDAQ, and NYSE, both solidly positive. Not 2-1, but solidly positive. Volume, barely positive, but still positive for NASDAQ. And almost 2-1 positive on volume for NYSE. Again, 52-week highs and lows, not pretty. These are cumulative totals throughout the day. In other words, they can't go lower. The numbers can only get worse. And that's what happened today. We had, 609 stocks hit a new 52-week low. That's the NYSE and NASDAQ combined, to just 65 hitting a new 52-week high. We want to see these readings improve beginning next week. I think that's going to happen. Folks, we're going to write this up in Monday's update. April is incredibly bullish. April is unbelievably bullish, especially in the third year of a presidential cycle. This is like the month to own stocks. I think you're going to see that marked up beginning early. So we don't have to wait for April 1st. I think Monday morning, we come out of the gate. I think we saw it today, frankly. And I think April is going to be one. April could be fun if you're long. If you're a bear and you're short, April could really be a horrible month for you. April Fool's Day all throughout the month. But if you're aggressively long as we are, and we have been from the October 13th capitulation lows, I think there's a lot of money to be made in the markets in April. And then who knows? Maybe sell a man, go away. Maybe I think we will be looking to take some profits. It'll be determinant on the VR investing system and how the internals look, that kind of thing. We'll report that back to you here. And of course, as always, in our VRA letters each day. If you're not a member here, come and join us. VRAinsider.com. Again, VRAinsider.com. And our sector watch today, pretty good day here. 9 sectors of 11 finished higher on the day. led the upside by utilities up 3%. Again, bonds getting smoked. Yields down big again today. That's great for utilities, the largest borrower of money in the country. Also up today, big real estate. Good to see this. Up 2.5% again. Rates down. Good for real estate. Good for housing. Consumer staples up 1.6%. And then a whole lot of other sectors up between 0.5%, 1%. Nothing to the downside whatsoever. And our commodity watch today. Again, we're in a bit of a risk-on environment, and that is typically not great for gold. We saw gold give back some back today. Folks, you know our tune. We're just buyers here. It doesn't matter that we're not going to have a banking crisis. Gold was never going to go up because of that. It might spurt higher because of that. Gold and silver and the miners are going higher because they know what's coming next, the next rate-cutting cycle. More quantitative easing. We've already seen that, haven't we? And so here's what's coming directly ahead, right? That's why precious metals and miners are going higher as the dollar goes lower. What a great setup. It really is a great setup. Gold today, though, was down $16 an ounce at $19.79 an ounce. Silver up 5 cents an ounce at $23.30. Copper today down 5 cents a pound at $4.07 a pound. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, down 68 cents a barrel at $69.28. We like crude oil here a lot and light nat gas a lot here, too, by the way. Gas today up 1.5% at $2.18 per MCF. And finally, Bitcoin down a couple of hundred at 27,715. Folks, again, always appreciate you listening. Hope you had a very good day. Hope you have an even better weekend. We'll see you back here again Monday after the close.